Chapter 6. The Sharp Female. All across France, a hideous form grew familiar to all, the sharp female called La Guillotine. It was the popular theme for jokes. People said it was the best cure for a headache, and it prevented the hair from turning gray. Others joked that those who kissed La Guillotine looked through the little window and sneezed into the sack. It cut off so many heads that both it and the ground around it were an ugly red. Among these terrors, Dr. Manette walked with a steady head, certain in his power to save Lucy's husband. But Charles still remained in prison 1 year and 3 months later. Throughout the time that Dr. Manette and his daughter lived in Paris, Miss Pross served them. She cooked and cleaned and cared for Lucy's young daughter. Then one day, to Miss Pross's great surprise, she saw a familiar face in a wine shop in San Antoine. It was her brother. She called him Suliman, but in England, most knew him as Mr. Barsad. "If you expect me to be surprised," said Suliman to his sister, "I am not surprised. I knew you were here. I know of most people who are here. If you really don't want to put me in danger, which I half believe you do, go your own way as soon as possible and let me go mine. I am busy." Suliman now worked as a turnkey at the prison where men were held before they were to be executed. "My brother," cried Miss Pross with tears in her eyes, "serving here among foreigners?" Miss Pross did not know it, but her brother was working as a spy for England. Suddenly, Sidney Carton approached them. He had been in the wine shop behind them. He had come to Paris from London as well. Knowing that Lucy's husband was in serious danger, Carton had thought of a desperate plan to save him. And a spy who worked as a turnkey suited his plan. Sidney Carton led Suliman Pross back to Mr. Lorry's apartment. There, the men discussed details of Carton's plan. Pross was forced to agree. If he did not, his spying would be revealed to the French. Thus, Carton would be allowed one visit with Charles Darnay in prison if things went poorly during Darnay's trial. On the day of the trial, Sidney Carton stood hidden in the crowd. Mr. Lorry was there with Dr. Manette and Lucy. Charles Evremond, also called Darnay, was brought before the jury and the five judges. The president began with a question for the lawyer for the state. "Is the accused openly denounced or secretly?" "Openly, President." "By whom?" Three voices. Ernest Defarge, wine seller of Saint Antoine. "Good." Teresa Defarge, his wife. "Good." Alexander Manette, doctor. Dr. Manette stood up, pale and trembling. "There must be some mistake," he cried. "Silence in the court," a judge called loudly. "We will call the witness."